You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. San Luis Obispo County's legal counsel announced this week the U.S. Department of Justice will conduct an independent investigation into the medical and mental health care of inmates at the county jail. The county says the investigation isn't focused on a single event, but the news comes less than 2 days after the wife of a former inmate in the jail filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the county. KCBX's Tyler Pratt reports.
Margot Benson Hammer claims her husband, Russell Hammer, did not receive mental health treatment while he was in custody in November of 2017. The lawsuit alleges that at the time, Hammer was suffering from medical and mental health issues. Hammer's attorney is Paula Canny.
The entire time he was in jail, he was neglected. His medical needs weren't met. He was mistreated. He languished and was allowed to die.
According to the coroner's report, 21 days after his arrest, Hammer died from a massive pulmonary embolism from a blood clot that started in his leg. It's a similar death suffered by Andrew Holland, the 36-year-old inmate who died in January 2017 after being tied to a restraint chair at the jail for 2 days. Canny says while Hammer was not tied up, he was not allowed to move around much.
Having reviewed all of the records regarding Russell Hammer's treatment, is that for all the county said they were going to change after Andrew Holland's death, nothing has changed.
San Luis Obispo County's lead attorney says the county rejected the claims earlier this year. The office says that it is prepared to defend the county, its employees, and officials. The San Luis Obispo County Jail had the sixth highest inmate death rate of all of California's counties over the last 5 years. 12 inmates died between 2012 and 2017. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.